Sunday. We also welcome all of you who are joining us online. We have a few announcements this morning. One, the grief group is meeting tomorrow, as well as the Lutheran Men in Mission. Tuesday evening is Brews and Hymns at Bull City Brewery at 7 o'clock. And next Sunday is the fifth Sunday of the month, so we're going to have a potluck. Drinks will be provided. We ask that you help us fill in the meal with the food. And following the meal, we are going to have AED and CPR training for anyone who wants to stay and join in that. It'll be offered in somewhat smaller groups, so the first group will start at 12:30, and then as folks finish, they can taper and join in on that training. But we have an AED machine, and I think some of you have been trained on it before, but for those of us that haven't, or those of us that need a refresher course, we are offering that next Sunday, because less than 2 weeks ago, Lee Comer, just up the road, had his life saved twice. By someone using an AED machine to start his heart again. So we want to make sure that if something like that happened here at Holly Grove, that we have folks who are familiar with the AED machine and could navigate it. Are there any other announcements that need to be lifted up for the good of the order? Chip? Yes, Chip is in a play this weekend at North Lexington Baptist Church over on Mize Road. He has one more performance tonight at 6 o'clock if you want to go and support Chip. Kelly and Calvin and Rachel are here this morning, which I think is a good sign. Robert's surgery went very well on Wednesday. Very well means that he's doing great. But still, his body has been through a lot, so he is still sore and very tired. But well, he's had all of his tubes taken out, and if things go well, he should get to come home tomorrow. So definitely an answer to so many prayers. There you go. Look in your email in the next couple of days. We're going to have a meal train for the Carrick Napolitanos. If you'd like to sign up and help support them as they transition back home. We have a couple of birthdays this week: Judy Thomason, Jennifer Swing, and Sarah Kepley. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who creates us, redeems us, and calls us by name. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you and your beloved children. We have turned our faces away from your glory when it did not appear as we expected. We have rejected your word when it made us confront ourselves. We have failed to show hospitality to those you have called us to welcome. Accept our repentance for the things we have done and for the things we have left undone. For the sake of Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us and lead us that we may bathe in the glory of your Son born among us and reflect your love for all creation. Amen. Rejoice in this good news. In Christ Jesus, your sins are forgiven. You are adopted into the household of Christ and are inheritors of eternal life. Live as freed and forgiven children of God. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Lord God, your loving kindness always goes before us and follows after us. Summon us into your light and direct our steps in the ways of goodness that come through the cross of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9. There will be no gloom for those who were in anguish. In the former time, the Lord brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the latter time, he will make glorious the way of the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nations. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with the joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 27 and will be spoken responsively. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek.
That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to see God in the temple.
For the day of troubled God will give me shelter. Even now, my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me.
Therefore, I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call.
Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Hide not your face from me. Turn not away from your servant in anger.
Cast me not away. You have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
The New Testament reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same purpose. For it has been reported to me by Chloe's people that there are quarrels among you, my brothers and sisters. What I mean is that each of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ. Has Christ been divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you except Scorpius and Gaius, so that no one can say that you were baptized in my name. I did baptize also the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I do not know whether I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to proclaim the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, so that the cross of Christ might not be emptied of its power. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. To the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From then, that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains and demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from all beyond the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and if there are any children that would like to come forward for the children's message, you may come forward now. Hi, Raya. Is it just you and me today? Okay. So every Sunday, when I'm thinking about preparing for the children's sermon, I don't know which kids are going to be here, so I actually have a couple different ones prepared in my mind. So you get to choose today. Do you want a children's sermon about the song we're going to sing at the end of the service? Or do you want a children's sermon about how we can use our bodies to help us pray and respond to God? The first one? Okay, well, let me get a little something from my folder here. So every Sunday, when I am getting ready to lead worship, one of the things that I often pray is, "Thank you, God, that all over the world, your people are worshiping you on this day." So we often think about our own church or our own community, but actually God has people all over the world in the church. The church doesn't just exist here in Lexington or North Carolina or even the United States, but we are part of the church all over the globe. Every continent, every country has people who love God and worship God on the Sabbath day, which is today. And so every single Sunday, all throughout the day, because there are time changes and time zones, people are gathering in their churches to worship and praise God. And there's something really exciting happening today in Palestine, which is the land where Jesus was born and grew up. The very first Palestinian woman is being ordained in the Lutheran Church today. And so there are Lutherans from all over the world who are in Palestine today to go to her ordination, where she will make promises to follow God and to be a pastor for her life. And so I'm saying all of this because there are Christians, followers of Jesus, all over the world. And I got this little magazine this week. This is a beautiful African family. Here is a mom and her children, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She has 6 children. And the song that we're going to sing at the end of the service today is actually a song that was written in Africa. We don't know how old the song is, but someone in the 1950s was in Africa and they heard it and they translated it to English and brought it back to the United States so that we can sing it. And when you hear it, it has a really fun melody, and the lyrics of the song are pretty neat too. But it originally came from Africa. And I love the idea that God's people, that the church is all over the world, that no matter where you go, there are people who love God and who are serving God and who are praising God. And so today at the end of the service, we get to praise God with a song all the way from Africa. And the song is kind of fun. It actually has some action words. So it talks about us marching in the light of God and dancing in the light of God, because Africans, they use their whole body when they worship. They don't just kind of stand there like we do. They clap and they dance, and they use their whole bodies to worship God. So when you hear that song, if you feel like doing some of the actions, you can do some of the actions, because I might be doing them up here too. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for our church. And thank you for the church all across the globe. Even though we are all over the place, we all belong to you. And we belong to each other. Help us to remember that we are part of your global church. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You may go back to your seat. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever been sitting in your easy chair watching TV and you hear a voiceover, whether it's on a show or a commercial, and you think, I know that voice. It sounds familiar and you recognize it. And sometimes you know whose voice that is, but then other times it takes a few seconds or maybe even a few hours later in the middle of the night when you remember, oh, that's whose voice that is. Well, speaking of voices, I want to tell you a beautiful story about elephant seals in Argentina. Elephant seals are seals, and their bodies look like the body of a seal, but their face, their nose, is more extended than a typical seal. And it actually looks like the trunk of an elephant. It's not as long, but it's quite pronounced. Well, elephant seals are really remarkable creatures. So a mother seal nurses her seal pup for about a month after she gives birth. During this entire month, the mother does not eat. She does not leave her seal pup. And while the seal pup grows to 7 or 8 times its birth size, the mother loses over half of her body weight because she doesn't eat at all during this time. After that first month of life for the seal pup, the mother, who I imagine is quite famished, leaves her pup on the shore to go and find food in the rich waters off of the coast. after eating and feeding herself of what I imagine is delicious food, she then returns to a different part of the beach. She, along with all of the other mother seals who gave birth at the same time as she did. Now, when she returns, all the mothers, they begin to call to their pups. And if you were to see this, like a video on National Geographic, you might think, like I did, there's absolutely no way that all of these little seal pups are going to find all their seal mamas in the massive, massive crowd. But they do. Among the large number of mothers calling to their babies, and among the large numbers of babies searching for their mothers, they all find one another. Because they're able to follow each other's voices and scents. And here's how this happens. From the very moment of birth, the sound and scent of a pup is imprinted in the mother's memory. And the sound and scent of the mother is imprinted in the pup's memory. And so even though they are separated for days and days and sometimes weeks, as the mother eats her fill, those memories are so imprinted that they find one another by hearing each other's voices. And I think this is how it is with God, too. We are imprinted with a memory of God. And I think deep within us, we are always, always longing to hear God's voice. And certainly we know that God has us memorized in God's heart and in God's mind, that the God who knit us together in the womb knows everything about us and is longing for us to return to God always. And so even if it takes a lifetime, I think we always find each other, like God calling out to us like a mother seal and us being her pups. The gospel lesson for today describes the beginning of Jesus's public ministry. Jesus has relocated to Capernaum to fulfill Isaiah's prophecy. And as he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus called the first four disciples, saying, "Follow me." They immediately left what they were doing and began to follow Jesus. And this is one of those places where we want more information and we have more questions than Scripture provides answers. There's no indication that these four disciples knew or had even heard of Jesus before this interaction when he says, "Follow me." I kind of wonder, had they heard mumblings about this Jesus? And when he said this, they knew it was him and they followed? I don't know. But what we do get in Scripture is that immediately they left everything. Their professions, their family, everything. In some ways, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around this. But I think it sounds like they were so compelled by the voice of Jesus that they couldn't do anything but follow him and obey him. It almost seems like they had been waiting their whole lives to hear the voice of God call out to them, to be given this call, so that when it came, they couldn't do anything else but leave everything and follow Jesus. I kind of wonder if it's like the mother seals and her pups, that although they hadn't heard this voice before, When they heard the voice of God call, there was something imprinted upon their hearts and their minds. And when they heard Jesus, "Follow me," they did. I think they were simply responding to the voice of God that had always been imprinted upon them. Now, I wish for us humans that it were this easy, and maybe sometimes it is, but if you're like me, sometimes it's a little bit harder to hear the voice of God and to know that the voice I am hearing is God's voice. Because the truth of the world today is that there are so many voices that call to us. Voices that want our time and our attention and our resources, that want our devotion. And some of these voices even pretend to be like the voices of God for us. But I think that's why the last verse of our gospel lesson is really important. The gospel lesson for today doesn't stop after Jesus called the disciples. It goes on just a little bit more. It ends by reminding us what Jesus set about doing, what his public ministry, what his life looked like. Scripture tells us that he taught in synagogues and proclaimed the good news of the kingdom, curing every disease and every sickness among the people. I think part of our responsibility as God's children, whether we need to know that the voices we're hearing are God's voices, is to know God's voice so well that we can discern God's voice. But that means that all of the voices that are out there calling to us, we have to examine those voices, the person behind the voice, the cause behind the voice, etc., etc., to see if it's consistent with the God that is revealed to us in Scripture and the God that is revealed to us in the person of Christ. We know that God is love. We know that God is faithful, that God is steadfast and long-suffering, that God is compassionate and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. This is who we know God to be, and this is who God is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. And so, for example, when we hear voices calling out for us to hate somebody, or to harm someone, or to discriminate against somebody, we can know that that is not the voice of God. Because God is love, and God has created every single human being in God's own image. And that God in Christ calls us to love others as ourselves. And so we need to know God and God's voice so well, and so deeply and so clearly, that amongst all the voices calling out to us, we can discern and know which voice is God's. There are a lot of voices, some louder than others, but my goodness, are many of them tempting. But our call as God's people, as God's beloved children, is to know God so well that we are able to discern the voices of God, the God who has redeemed us, the God who created us in God's own image, and the God who sustains us. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be looking at what the voice of God continues to tell us in the world today. May we listen to God's voice, and may we follow that voice, no matter where it leads us. Amen.
Living together in trust and hope, let us confess our faith with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God,
the Father, Maker, and Creator, and all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally God of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made.
Called together to follow Jesus, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Make your church one in purpose, proclaiming the message of the cross. Help us to work together across differences. Energize ecumenical partnerships, including the World Council of Churches and Lutheran World Federation. Merciful God, we rejoice at the bounty of your creation. Fill the land and sea with your abundance. Bless harvest in the southern hemisphere and fallow fields in the northern hemisphere. Merciful God, in Christ your reign comes near and calls us all to repentance. Break the rod of the oppressor in every nation. Dispel the shadows of death in places of war and persecution. Grant us leaders who lift the yokes that burden those in need. Merciful God, be a stronghold for those in trouble and a rock for all who are afraid. Rouse communities to care for neighbors who need shelter, are facing maltreatment, or are isolated and lonely. Especially we pray for Dean, Teresa, Jean, Gary and Judy, Bill, Boyd, Mike, Scott, Paul and Carolina, Joe, Robert, Caroline, our friends and family listed in the bulletin, and those we name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Merciful God, receive our prayer. Sustain the ministries of the congregation in all churches in this community. Nurture each congregation's unique witness to your presence. Foster mutual respect. Inspire our cooperation in loving our neighbors. Merciful God, we praise you for the faithful who have gone ahead of us, both famous and unknown. Help us to leave our nets and follow, and bring us with them to the fullness of your promise of eternal life. Merciful God,
into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
Let us pray. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. We bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts that we may be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also,
lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan, you proclaimed him your beloved son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Mighty and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day
Come to God's table. There is a place for you and enough for all.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. God, we give you thanks that you have set
and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. in peace in the way of Jesus.